In many countries around the world today, protesters demonstrated against a possible U.S.-Iraq war. In Berlin, a chain of lighted candles was formed by more than 100,000 protesters. They stretched more than 20 miles, at one point passing the Brandenburg Gate and the American Embassy there. In other countries, such as Greece and Japan, anti-war demonstrations were also held within earshot of American embassies and military installations. At home, more than 100 cities and towns saw demonstrations, including here in the nation's capital. NPR's Janet Babin has followed today's speeches and march near the White House. She joins us now. Janet, give us a sense of how big this demonstration was and who was there.
Well, I'd say that it was a very diverse crowd. We had kids with orange mohawks to women and men with gray hair and some with no hair. There were people in wheelchairs. There were some Muslims in attendance, people pushing strollers as well. Lots of families attended, lots of kids eating ice cream and dogs as well. And as far as gauging how many people attended, it started at the Washington Monument, and I'd say that from the Washington Monument to the stage where the speakers were was about 1.5 football fields. And certainly at one point in the afternoon, that area was simply a sea of protest signs and people listening to the speakers.
Now, the demonstrators, I think, were scheduled to march to the White House at one point. How close did they get?
The protest march did start a bit late because there were so many speakers, and they started off from the monument and they traveled west on Constitution Avenue. And while they did pass the White House, they weren't as close as many protesters said they would have liked to have been. But because they did sort of do a perimeter march around the White House where they could at least see the White House from where they were marching, past Lafayette Park and past the old executive office building where White House staffers work, which is next to the White House, they felt that they at least had made their message to people in the White House because they could at least see the building, even if they weren't as close as they would have liked to have gotten to it.
Who were some of the main speakers and what were some of the points they made?
Singer Patti Smith performed and offered a speech, an anti-war speech. Congressman John Conyers was there as well as former U.S. Attorney General Ramsey Clark. And Clark told the crowd that government is inadequate now to prevent war and that it's actually up to the people to stop war and to say to the people of Iraq that there are millions of people in the U.S. who love them and that everyone in the world has the right to be left alone.
And there was also some counter-demonstrations going on. Did you see any counter-demonstrations?
Yes, in fact, we did. As the protesters marched down 15th Street and onto Pennsylvania Avenue near Lafont Plaza, there were a group of pro-war activists who were behind police barricades, and they held signs that said, "We support President Bush," and "Down with Saddam." They chanted, "War saved the Jews," and "Freed the slaves," and told the peace protesters, "Racists, go home."
NPR's Janet Babin near the White House. Thanks so much, Janet.
You're welcome.